of Bangladesh in the Mekong Delta. You know that catfish, Bangladesh is one of four key culture species for sporting in Vietnam, especially catfish in the Mekong Delta. After 10, this is just summarized, after 10 years development of Bangladesh farming, for catfish culture area increased 5 times. Production increased from 35,000, more than 1.3 million ton. And total exported fillet at the moment around 660,000 tons, and exported revenue 1.4 million US dollar. And in in last year, total Bangladesh culture area and production was 5,000, more than 5,000 hectare, and more than 1.2 million ton. And the plan, the tool for Bangladesh development in the Mekong Delta, 2015 and 2020, the culture area will be 11,000 hectare and 13,000 hectare representatively. And for production, it's the total production around 1.6 and 1.8 million ton. We have three farming systems. The first is cage culture, and the second that is pond culture and fence culture on the right side, in the middle. And just a brief introduction about three models history. We have cage culture developed in 1960, and pond culture 1996, and fence culture 2004. Because we success, has assisted in seed production in 1995, 1996. That means at the moment we have a lot of fingerling to provide for farmer. And production, this is one of whose production for aquaculture. Average around 350 to 450 tons per hectare, and the culture period just around 6 to 7 months. Although the catfish industry has succeeded in recent years in the Mekong Delta, it's faced several risks and challenges, especially climate change and extreme weather events, also sea level rise. It's objective of the case study and methodology. We selected six provinces that the main provinces have culture Bangladesh in the Mekong Delta. This is upstream of the lower Mekong River. It's An Giang and Đồng Tháp province, and Cần Thơ and Vĩnh Long province, that is middle stream. And downstream, that's Trà Vinh and Sóc Trăng. This is a move wrong. This should be a little bit here. These provinces that have affected by source water intrusion at the moment. We organized three stakeholder workshop in Cần Thơ University, and we have some focus group discussion. We divide into three groups: catfish farmer, government agency, and mixed group, including scientists and other stakeholders. And brainstorming was applied, also problem three. And also we surveyed 190 farmers in An Giang, Đồng Tháp, Cần Thơ, and Trà Vinh, that is middle stream and downstream here. Some result. You can see that the pond area is not so large, just around 0.4 hectare per pond. But the deep, the water depth is quite deep, different from another species culture. And stocking density quite high. We can see this the upstream culture area, midstream, and downstream. actually not significantly between upstream, midstream, and downstream. And fingerling applies in this farming system, and commercial pellet fish are used in this area. And FCR, not quite high, just around 1.7. As the yields different between three areas, upstream, downstream, and midstream. However, it's not significantly different. This is some economic aspect of the system. In income sources, you can see in the downstream, not only Bangladesh farming, but also orchards that diversify income. And in the upstream and midstream, there's mainly catfish farm income. And production cost, we can see that highest percentage of production cost based on feeding and fingerling. And this is the economic aspect. Some economic aspect like production cost, like feed and fingerling, this is U.S. per hectare. And labor and also salmon removal cost also. And total cost, total production cost, this is around $250,000 per hectare. It's a quite high investment. And production cost, this means per kilo of fish, farmer have to pay. To have 1 kilo of fish, they have to pay around 15,000 with Vietnamese dong, yeah. Less than $1, around 0.7. And revenue is actually not quite high, but if the larger area is the big income. And grand profits, we can see that in the downstream, this is a percentage of household can gain profits from Bangladesh farming. In the slight water intrusion, lower percentage of household gain profits, and in the upstream, it's higher percentage of household can earn money, can get profits from the farming system. Now I move a little bit from perception of climate change impacts. This summarize, like increasing transport water weather pattern and higher river water level increase, more frequent flood and rainy season starting earlier, increasing source water intrusion, increase in the number of hot days, longer hot season, increase in the number of cold days, increasing incidence of sudden heavy rain, and also increased incidence of storm and typhoons. And this is the result from Patrick Schwein from the case study. We can see that the beach maximum monthly temperature, this line is present, and this is 2020, and the black one is the 2050. In 2050, we can see 2 degrees Celsius higher temperature than at the moment. And this is the month from March to May. And this means that it should be a ship or should be think about the timing for the crop. It should be thinking. And rainfall precipitation. You can see that it's from May to November to October, and highest rainfall in October. So this also very good in the result for cropping of Bangladesh. And this is the result from British source water intrusion. This from another government organization in Ho Chi Minh City. At the present, you can see the red color and change a little bit at 50 centimeters sea level rise and hundreds. You can see Gunter here, Gunter around here. So in the future, maybe saline water intrusion move a little bit into a bigger river. Sometimes we may joke that Gunter maybe in the future can stop Venus Morodon. And this also means that in the future, this affects very strongly for Bangladesh around Sly Water Nutrition that we have to think about this. And this is a result from Dr. Huang. This is the area that you mentioned about how many hectares in the future will be impacted by sea level rise. We can see this level of salinity from 4 to 10 ppt. So at the depression and at 50 centimeter sea level rise, it will be around 10 hectares different. And this also, and this is larger and larger. And some physical impacts, increased water flows, leading to dike erosion, but also leading to improve fish quality as there is higher rate of water change, damage to pond facilities, loss of production area, that means in saline water intrusion area, damage to irrigation, water supplies and discharge system, and chemical impacts, pH decrease, turbidity increase, salinity increase, ammonia level increase, build up of toxic substances in the pond, increase in water pollution and supply water due to aeration, pesticide and herbicide runs up, and biological impacts, abnormal fish behavior, fish become stressed and increase mortality, a severe rate of fingerling, and also other fish being reduced from 90 to 70%. Increase in bacterial and viral diseases, increase in parasite problems, fish lose appetite, leading to reduced growth rate, and poor flesh quality. Economic impacts, lower productivity from the pond, and higher capital cost for preparing, upgrading dike, sluice gate also. Production costs are higher due to adaptation, and increased operational cost, increased production cost, lower market price due to lower flesh quality, loss of fish due to escapes. And from this one, I forgot to add one more thing, because if we calculate, based on the survey, we know that the cost will be higher than normal cost, because they have to pay for upgrading some listing like that. So I estimate that the total cost for upgrading is around $14,000 per hectare per crops. Yeah, it's quite high. Yeah, and at the moment, you know, they have more difficult, because now the feed got higher than last year. So that is also, and physical adaptation for physical impacts, upgrading of the pond dikes, strengthening the sluice gates, plant trees on the dike to strengthen them, chemical impact adaptation, the use of lime on the slope of a dike, and the liming of pond after drying. Use probiotics in the pond for stabilizing of water quality. Exchange water daily. And bio impacts, improve seed quality, especially torrent, salt torrent seed for long-term development, and improve feed nutrition. Economic impact, this is use better feed for better growth rate. This one I just mentioned about the cost. Other measure, change the crop calendar, harvest earlier to avoid the higher salinity. And this some responsible agencies. Government advice from fishery manager at district and provincial level, pre-seed from the provincial government hatchery, need hatchery to supply fingerling free of disease, improve seed quality from government hatchery, investment by the Department of Planning to improve water supply and drainage infrastructure, and investment by the irrigation department to improve the irrigation system in the Mekong Delta need an approved river level rise and flood broadcast system by Department of Natural Resources and Environment. Need an improved earlier warning broadcast system by the television station. Need earlier warning mass communication by Department of Communication and Education. Need investment to maintain, heighten, and prepare the main river and canal dike. Should be done by Department of Environmental and Natural Resources. And also that mean Department of Agriculture and Rural Development and also Institute of Irrigation at the provincial level establishment of environmental police units as has been established in Kanthar City, need for better aquaculture planning and aquaculture zoning by DAC. And private company need a hatchery to supply fingerling free of disease, improve seed quality from private hatchery, advice and training from chemical and drug supplies companies on appropriate chemical to use, and university and research institutes, advice and help from scientists and research institutions, need a university research center specializing in disease diagnosis and treatment, research and develop by scientists on improved fish medication and fish vaccine, and need a study on potential new salt tolerance species for culture. Need to zoologically select catfish for salt tolerance, and need research to improve quality of fingerling. Need research to develop strain of fish while high environmental change tolerance. Develop and produce vaccine again, the major disease. This should be funded by government, the government, and undertake it by rule number two. And this some policy brief from Dr. Sheka Heston. Some scenario. The first scenario: early rain and increase in temperatures were seen by farmer as the most serious risk to catfish farming from climate change. The impact were observed on water quality, farming system, and major reason for diseases. Farmer consider fish diseases as the most serious impacts that affected the meat quality of production and production cost. And second scenario, the increase in floods was perceived by farmer as the second most serious risk. Plus, according to them, inundate the catfish pond, especially those located along the river, delay culture operation and impacts the water quality. Farmer expressed concern about the outbreak of disease during flooding. Scenario 3, occurrence of a storm in the Mekong Delta was received as the third most serious climatic risk by farmer to catfish farming. In their opinion, the incidence of storm has increased in the Mekong Delta. Storm, according to farmers, cause serious losses to pond infrastructure, culture system, and also fish losses. And scenario 4, sea level rise was the other major risk from climate change that farmers agree could be a potential source of inundating the catfish pond permanently and thereby reducing the total increase and production of catfish. Sea level rise were also projected as one of the most serious threats to coastal area in the Mekong Delta. So, and I come up with some conclusion. Trip catfish farming is highest productive culture system in whole stream of the lower Mekong River, lower yield was in saline water intrusion zone. And recent extreme weather and climate change in temperature, precipitation, irregular weather change, and source water intrusion were observed by catfish farmer. Climate change as a threat to aquaculture in general and catfish farming in particular. True farmers have started to adapt to the extreme weather events. Their socioeconomic context make them vulnerable to climate variability. From a stakeholder workshop, we found out that improved adaptive capacity through strengthening the current culture system, producing good quality fry, fingerling, funding support in the event of losses, training and supporting small-scale farmer, and some suggestion from stakeholder and farmer. Changes in management practice, producing and using good quality seed, develop new or improve culture system livelihood and livelihood diversification, improving infrastructure, livelihood and zoning and timing for culture area, improve adaptive capacity, developing early warning broadcast system for sea level rise, that's I write wrong, and plus also improve the aeration supply canal system, building dike to protect farm from plus source torrent seed production needs to be researched to produce source torrent fingerling of catfish. Now it is just some project achieved. We have several paper published already in Vietnamese. That is the two that are up, and the third is under editing. And some presentation, the poster, in some conference. And we are in terms of academies, we support two students of graduate. That is from Kentucky University, one master and one bachelor. And thank you, NORAST and NACA, and some our partnership like Rio Number Two, Dr. Sheka, Dr. Marit Wai, KU team. Thank you very much for your help us to finish our task. Thank you.